151. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his only Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sin. As a called, ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We take the insert for the baptism of our Lord as we chant the introit.
Behold my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights.
I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me and I will make the nations your heritage and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
in the Jordan River. You proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized in his name faithful in their calling as your children and inheritors with him of everlasting life. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the baptism of our Lord is from Isaiah chapter 43. But now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you. I give men in return for you, peoples in exchange for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We chant responsively whole verse by whole verse, Psalm 29.
Let us cry to the Lord, O heavenly beings. Let us cry to the Lord, glory and strength. Of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders, the Lord over many waters.
The voice of the Lord is powerful, the voice of the Lord is full of majesty.
The voice of the Lord breaks the sea.
Now and will be forever.
joy's sake? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him, in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin, once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the Alleluia and verse.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the third chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As the people were in expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Christ, John answered them all, saying, I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. So with many other exhortations, he preached good news to the people. But Herod the Tetrarch, who had been reproved by him for Herodias, his brother's wife, and for all the evil things that Herod had done, added this to them all, that he locked up John in prison. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We sing hymn of the day 405. You may be seated.
Choose your kids, friend, and came our Lord. and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are now in the blessed season of Epiphany, which began with the Magi following the star. And today, the story continues with the baptism of our Lord, and it will come to its culmination on the Mount of Transfiguration, where, once more, Jesus reveals his divinity to man. This season of Epiphany centers around the light of Jesus in a dark world. In both his baptism and transfiguration, Jesus is proclaimed as the Holy Son of God, in whom the Father is well pleased. In this we can rejoice, because through faith in Christ Jesus, people of all nations may now walk in the light and life of the Lord. And despite this Epiphany, Christ making his divinity known to man, we still find ourselves surrounded by the darkness of the world, the devil, and our own sinful flesh. The evidence of this sad fact is all around us, and even in us. Consider the nature of children for a moment. Any parent who has taken a second to observe their own offspring will surely have noticed that no one needed to teach the child how to lie, or cheat, or throw a temper tantrum. It is almost as if it comes naturally to them. Sure, one could chalk this up to the fact that they are but children and have no ability to self-regulate, but that actually is precisely my point. It is an indication of their nature, the same nature we have. Mankind has been twisted since the fall. Though we are indeed fearfully and wonderfully made, the breath of God, which is the very image of him, within us has been horribly mangled by a darkness now innate in us. No one needs to teach a youth how to deceive. No one needs to teach a man how to lust. No one needs to teach a woman how to gossip. We just do it masterfully. And if left upon this path with no external interference, we will perfect our own imperfection, not knowing the destruction that closes in on us. This constant inclination and predisposition towards sin is most definitely the product of original sin that it dwells within us all. And without the love of God, something which we by nature are completely and utterly unfamiliar with, we would, each and every one of us, succumb to nihilism and hedonism. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. There would be no sense to exist beyond the indulgence of our appetites and flesh. And this isn't some far-field conclusion one would reach. It is a natural conclusion, one that gives way to more suffering, more chaos, more lawlessness, resulting ultimately in a meaningless existence. This natural conclusion necessitates the death of all flesh. And God is aware that death is the answer. But the love that is within him compelled him to hatch a plan from eternity, if one may talk like that. Death is required because God is just. But God is also love. God is just because God is love. And so, he resolved in himself to give us a death. But not a death that man's natural opinion would have surmised. He sent his beloved Son to deliver the killing blow to our fallenness and a love so alien to our natural minds. We who were still his enemies by nature, whose warmest thoughts toward him proved too cold, provoking only his wrath, we who were still at enmity with him were loved by him. He says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." How could this be? How could this be after the grim picture that I have just painted for you? God himself explains in a compassion that wells up internally from the font of his transcendent love, explains, "Because you are precious in my eyes and honored and I love you. It is simply because he is love, and thus loves even his enemies, and desires not the wicked to perish, that he sent his son on a crucial mission, a ministry that begins and is marked by a washing, by a deluge of water. John the Baptizer was the one who gave the royal announcement of the coming ministry that was about to begin. John testifies that he baptizes with water, but he who is mightier than him is coming, the strap of whose sandals he is unworthy to untie. That one will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Now, a question may arise in the minds of many American Christians at this statement, and an incorrect understanding may arise at this. If it is only John who baptizes with water, and the coming one will baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire, then why do we still baptize with water? To understand this, we must consider the scene that unfolds shortly after this excerpt. We read in the Gospel account in Luke that after Jesus was baptized with water, the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form, like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, saying, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." This scene here depicted is what we call a theophany, which means a manifestation or revelation to God, of God to mankind. And here, this is what we see. We have the voice of the Father speaking from heaven. We have the visible appearance of the Holy Spirit coming down, all pointing to and confirming this Jesus as the Son of God. In this one scene, we see all the Trinity present, confirming, pointing to, and ordaining the ministry of Jesus. Thus was the Christ revealed once more to a world through water. But this washing was not a washing for him of making him clean. The Jordan River for him flowed with the filth and sin of all mankind for all time. When Jesus walked into that disease-laden water, thickened with our lifetime of degeneracy, it completely and wholly covered him. So potent was Jesus, who is the fullness of the infinite deity, that his body, soul, and spirit absorbed the grime and made clean the waters. So all-affecting was his washing that all the water downstream from him was clean and crystal clear. And such clean and divine water are we washed with, the water downstream. It is through this water, as with Jesus in the Jordan, that the Holy Spirit, in a fire of a faith to be imputed, a fire made visible at Pentecost, are we adopted into the family of God and are made His sons. It is through this water in which the Holy Spirit and the fire of faith are given that the Lord God can say with all truthfulness, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flames shall not consume you." He can say this because he has called you by name. You are his through this water which conveys the Holy Spirit and the fire of faith. When we are baptized with the water downstream of Jesus in faith, God the Father says to us, "I will say to the north, give up. And to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made." The waters that cover Jesus in our filth and sin covers us in his righteousness and purity. God the Father, who created us for his glory, gives us his glory because we are connected to this Jesus by baptism. This mark of Jesus, which we received through baptism, connects us to the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. The waters that flooded the world killed all flesh and severed the life of so many, yet rescued 8 souls in all, symbolize the waters that connect us to the death of Jesus and gives us his death as our own death. So that the death we die to sin and the body of sin, and live to God. So when we pass through the waters that kill our old Adam, our flesh, Christ, our righteousness, is with us, and we are not overwhelmed. Though the old Adam dies in those waters, this magnificent baptism, the new creation arises in holiness before the Father, daily, continually, and ultimately reaching its culmination in the resurrection of the dead. As Paul states in Romans, we know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin, that is, our old Adam, might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. And so, through the waters of holy baptism comes death. Namely, Jesus' death, which is given to us. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? And through this death given to us, this slaying of our old Adam in sin, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. This, dear Christian, is the new creation that will be resurrected. It is because of the death of the old Adam through the waters of holy baptism that the very gates of heaven are opened to us. In the Lucan account, when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens were open. And since we are connected to this Jesus in every single way through these holy waters of baptism, the gates of heaven are open to us as it did him. It is through these waters in which we are adopted into the divine family of God that the Father can say of us, "You are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased." So complete and whole is this adoption by baptism through faith that being called sons of God is not just a nicety, something that fills us with warmth as if it were just a comforting sentiment. Not at all. To think of it in that way would be a grave insult to the salvific work of Christ Jesus himself and a mockery to his suffering and death. It is so much more than that. It is the establishing and acknowledgement of a reality that is substantially created in these waters that prove to be death to the old Adam and salvation to the new man, the new creation. I mean, how else could Paul say that we were buried therefore with him by baptism into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life? Therefore, having been saved from such a helpless and grim situation that we were born into, having been given sonship through God's adoption of us, who were once his enemies, we must consider ourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. The results of having the gates of heaven opened through this washing means that we ought not continue in sin that grace may abound, and thereby making a heinous mockery of God's love for us. The forgiveness he gives eagerly and freely. Though to be comfortable and at ease with our sins is not why he has redeemed us and imputed a new creation. To do so is simply an impossibility. As St. Paul says, how can we who died to sin still live in it? It is just simply impossible. And so what he is warning against here is living unrepentantly after receiving such a great and glorious salvation. So let us live our lives the only way we can, the only possible way, by living our lives as one lifelong sacrifice of thanksgiving, through repentance and joy, knowing our salvation is won and forgiveness given in richest measure. Let us marvel at the divine light shown upon us by freely forgiving our brothers in Christ. Let us offer sacrifices of thanksgiving by freely forgiving and bearing patiently with our enemies, with those who we dislike, knowing that whatever their offense was, ours was more and freely washed away. Let us praise God with our lips for the honor He has given us, who were once unworthy and now made worthy in the blood of the Lamb. Let us sing hymns of salvation to this dying world and be torches of Christ's light amidst the sea of darkness. Let us laugh at death, for it lost its sting and has become for us the very gates to heaven. Take comfort, my dear Christians, and the sure salvation provided to you by the revelation of our Lord Jesus through the baptism that connects us to such a firm foundation. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Page 158, we stand to confess the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day He rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And He will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and Giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayer of the church. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. Blessed Lord, You wonderfully foreshadowed the promise of baptism and the passing of Your people through the Red Sea and the Jordan River. In Christ and by His baptism, You have kept Your word and made baptism the water of a new life for us. Give us Your Holy Spirit that we would walk as new and holy people declared by You. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We give thanks and call upon You as we are the baptized in Your church to carry the gospel to all the nations. Prosper the good work of the gospel and preaching and ministering of the sacraments in our synod, our district, and all of our congregations. Bless the work of Trinity Lutheran Church, early child care, campus ministry, and international ministry in 2025. And bless Pastor Jason Groth and his wife Emily as they serve You in Belize. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Preserve our families and our Christian homes. Turn husbands and wives towards one another in love. Equip fathers and mothers in their holy duty as teachers of the faith to their children. Keep us in the sure and certain promises of our baptism into life everlasting. This week, bless Emily Sim, Luke Fasgold, Bill Eby, Michelle Connor, Susan Wilson, Greg Haxton, and Bobby Tamale. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, You, Jesus, are the Christ and the true King of the world. Grant great humility to the rulers of all the nations and all those recently elected to serve in our country and nation. We pray for the protection of the unborn child. Pray for those who serve in the military, Gabe, Mike, Emily, Alex, Calvin, Eli, and Courtney. We pray, O Lord, for peace for Syria and Israel and Palestine and the Ukraine. And be with all those who experience the fires in California. Be with all those who are afflicted and bring the fires to an end. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, in times of weakness, illness, and despair, we cry out to you, and you bear our afflictions and our difficulties. Grant, Lord Jesus Christ, that you be with Emma Ward, Barbara Stevenson, Candy Darby, Betty Tenney, Jean Faulkner, Barbara Stiller, Nancy Brzezowski, Josh Lee, and Doug Bransford, granting them healing and strength. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the family of Peter Bruckner at his death, the family of Alan Hager at the death of his father, Joe. We pray for the Combs family at the death of Melissa's sister. We thank you that in Christ the resurrection and the life, we are raised with him in baptism to life eternal. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
As we come to this Holy Supper, since you've been baptized in accordance with your command, strengthen our faith by your Holy Spirit in Christ's body and blood, and lead us to everlasting life and salvation. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
As we gather the offerings, take the record of fellowship pad at the end of the pew, tear off a sheet, fill it out, and pass it to the folks next to you. Place the sheet in the basket in the narthex as you depart. We now gather the offerings. You may be seated.
Continue page 159. We stand to sing the offertory. Revealed him. as your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit descended on him, confirming him to be the Christ. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of our and light, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way, also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Life everlasting, departed in peace.
Lamb of God, you take away.
depart in peace.
The blood of Christ.
Amen.
Shed for you.
Strengthened and deserving of true faith, body and soul, to life everlasting. Depart in Canticle page 164, we stand to sing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.